Blog Talk Radio.
I've been paying attention to what's going on out there, man.
Yup.
I've been watching you niggas stealing my ways and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting out of control now.
Out of control.
I'ma start telling you niggas like I tell my bitches.
Listen.
Don't watch me, watch TV. This is pay-per-view, nigga. You got to pay for this. Hey, first, let me take time to brush my shoulders off. Wait. I had to dust my shoulders all back. Y'all been waiting, been patient, been anxious. Now I here for bring back me, your greatness. Yeah, the rap I lead, jab I weave, then come back with the same jab times three. I blow smoke to the heaven. I'm so dope, it's a weapon. Rap's one big casino. I'm plotting Ocean 11. I might have sold the least, but I still managed to be most feared by most MCs. Good. Who dope is me? Who close to me? For sure, Bobby, nobody. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Now listen, you can either comprehend it or compliment it. It's all authentic, yeah. But you better believe whatever I say, no homo. You can bet your balls I meant it. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Bad news, rap dudes, I'm back, fools, get it thrown up. This is that jack move. That's true, I just sneezed in a track move. God bless me, yes, that's true. So bright, so lights up for me. So light, marry the game, so rights up for me. Yes. So nice, so ice up for me. Got two pieces too big and one piece for the key. Yes. I am back like Crip Crack, yup. Yes. Even my connect asked me how I cooked that up. I told him, a brick of me is equivalent to 50 keys. Broken down, so around your inner city street.
Wow.
If you catch me sexing a chick, it's a bisexual chick or something foreign I'll never forget. Yes, I'm the shit, bet I'm the shit. How much lay it down, whatever you bet, I gotta come in. Hey. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Hey.
The gentleman, it is Thursday night. So it is time for your music news with a different twist. It is TSOTS, Mic Check, right here on the TSOTS channel and on the TSOTS.
Huh?
We thank you for joining us. It is yours truly, DC's People Chef, the most electrifying man in internet radio. And, of course, I'm here with my two PICs, my partners in crime. First off, the always positive and always beautiful Queen Poison joining us. Queen Poison, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't wait for the weekend. It's going to finally be warm. It's going to be nice. I can't wait.
I know that's right.
And, of course, he's back with us after missing out last week due to an emergency. He's back with us. One of the hardest working men in TSOTS. My brother from another mother, the one and the only, the Vision Daddy Kane. What's going on, Vision Daddy Kane?
What it is, what it do.
I'm back.
Yes, Lord. The bishop is
yo,
back.
Yo, let's we get three, it. Let's get it. Let's
like,
get it.
We three, we all together once again. One big happy family, and we ready to get into it. So, as always, please be interactive with us. You know, we love when y'all interactive with us. We always have fun with it. So all you got to do is you can give us a call at 347-215-8558 if you want to talk with us or just listen if you want to do that. It's all good. Or you can tweet us at TSOTS Production, at DC's People Champ, at Queen_Poison with two I's and the zeros instead of the good old-fashioned O's, and at BornA_Champion2. Just hit us up, you know. It's a nice topic. Tonight we're doing, you know, talking about the Grammys that just happened this past Monday, as well as we're building our own record label. So that should be fun. That should be fun. But before we get into all of that, we're going to get into tonight, this week's quick three, which is, you know, three quick news stories that, you know, bring up the speed of what's going on. And the first quick three is a very sad story. Denise Matthews. Many of y'all may know her by the her stage name of Vanity, the singer, model, and actress who toured with and had a romantic relationship with the legendary singer Prince in the 80s, passed away this past Monday in Fremont, California, at the age of 57. Renee Matthews, who is Denise Matthews' sister, confirmed that her death, saying that she had checked into a hospital Saturday night after years of health problems related to her kidneys and passed away on Monday. Now, many people know Vanity as the lead singer to the group Vanity 6, who came out with the well-known hit Nasty Girl. Also, again, Matthews had a romantic relationship with Prince and even toured with Prince in the 80s. Matthews was supposed to play the female lead role in the semi-biopic Purple Rain, but she abandoned the project before filming even began to start. She would go on to release two albums as a solo artist, Wild Animal and Skin on Skin, under Motown. But her sexy and racy sort of style, as well as her hard living, led to health problems. She had kidney failure, and it led to her being on dialysis pretty much for the rest of her life. Say that she did a lot of cocaine, smoked cocaine, had, you know, sexual relations with both men and women, things of that nature. But then she took a turn. She became, became religious, actually became a Christian evangelist, and actually became an ordained minister, and was preaching in churches all around the country. But unfortunately, Miss Matthews is now gone home to be with her Savior, again at the age of 57. She is survived by her sister Renee, and our two other sisters, Patricia Dalton Matthews and Deborah Matthews Brown, as well as her mother. So rest in peace to Vanity. I will say that, you know, that song Nasty Girl, that is a classic song. She gets real nasty on that song, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Does. If you ever seen the video, you would know.
Oh, I saw the video the other day. I was just like, yeah, okay. But all right, our second story in the quick three has to do with everybody's favorite asshole, Kanye West. So apparently an audio tape has leaked to the internet of Kanye West having a backstage meltdown before he performed on Saturday Night Live recently. The rapper and husband of Kim Kardashian West was apparently upset over changes made to the stage prior to his performance. The audio was obtained by the New York Post, which reported that Lauren Michaels had to personally convince Kanye not to walk out while the live show was going on. Now, he also, in that audio clip, takes a shot at Taylor Swift while basically putting himself over. And guess what, Mic Check fans? We have that audio, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Take a listen to Tom Easy going on that stage at SNL recently.
Now, add Taylor Swift, fake ass. Now, I ain't gonna do this. We breaking the motherfucking internet. I'm into 6 years of this fucking shit. Let's get to it, bro. Are they fucking crazy? Bro, by 50%, Stanley Kruger. Picasso and Escobar. By 50% more influential than any other human being. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. By 50%, dead or alive. By 50% for the next 1,000 years. Stanley Kubrick, yay.
Hey.
Yeah. Kanye really put himself over. in that audio clip. They were able to work everything out, and Kanye did perform on SNL. And earlier this week during the Grammys, it was more like about Spotify. Now, many people know that Spotify is the is a music streaming service that millions and millions of people use on a daily basis. Well, back late last year, there was a class action lawsuit filed against Spotify that was filed by frontman Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker frontman David Lowery. Well, Spotify has apparently decided to file legal motions to halt the $150 million class action lawsuit over the copyright infringement that they're claiming. The streaming giant has submitted two motions on last Friday, one asking a judge to dismiss the case due to lack of jurisdiction, the other requesting the case be barred from being treated as a class action suit. So essentially, Spotify is trying to have this dismissed because they feel as though there is no copyright infringement. They are willing to pay the royalties to record companies and whatnot. So, yeah, how about that?
It's a whole lot of doing and stuff going on as of lately, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? It's picking back up again. Because, you know, for a while, it seemed like every time you turn around, somebody was suing somebody for something. You know, oh, you stepped on my toe, I'm going to sue you.
Right.
You know, oh, you looked at me funny, I'm going to sue you. You know, so, I mean... but in this particular case, I mean, technically speaking, Spotify has been getting over like a fat rat for a long, long time. You know, so I mean, you got people paying basically like $10 a month and all that type of stuff, and you know, as far as I know, the simple fact they were—I forgot one of my coworkers was telling me about this. A while ago, I think, matter of fact, last year he was telling me about how they pretty much was like getting over because they really weren't paying the artists anything for having their music on Spotify.
So and do you think really, that could be a reason why some artists are actually pulling their music? Because I know quite a few local artists have pulled their music off of Spotify.
I mean, yeah. Because in fact, let's just think about it. You have a company that has people paying them $10 a month. Now, think about all the many people that have downloaded Spotify and have subscribed to it.
Right.
That's a lot.
I am a subscriber. I'm not gonna lie. I do listen to Spotify quite often because. I mean, I enjoy the service because I can sit there and listen to a whole album and create my own playlist and not have to worry about, you know, buying an album. And say, for instance, I get the album and I don't like it, you know, anywhere else. If I would have just previewed it, maybe I like the preview. And when I got the album, I didn't like the whole album. But now I'm stuck with it because I bought it as with Spotify. I can listen to the whole album before I, you know, decide to want to maybe switch over to Apple Music and buy it or go and get the actual hard copy and buy it. Now, granted, with Spotify, I typically have to wait about a week after it's originally been released, but sometimes it'd be worth the wait.
My thing is, and you know what I'm saying, artists work hard to get their music out there. Most of them, I ain't going to say all of them. Some of them just throw some garbage together and call it done. But still, regardless, pay them. People are paying you to hear these people's music, to be able to go back, whether it's something that just dropped or if it's something from way, way back in the day that they ain't been able to find. And they can type the artist's name in, pull up the album, and as you said, listen to it. Listen to the whole album. You ain't got to preview. You ain't got to pay per track. You just listen to the whole album. Add it to your playlist. Listen to it online, offline, all that type of stuff. So pay them.
I'm from the days of Napster and stuff like that, where you know you download it, all that other stuff. But I mean, if Spotify is willing to offer to pay artists to stream their music and stuff like that, then I don't see the reason for the lawsuit. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens.
It wasn't so much that they were not willing to pay the artist. It was the fact of the matter is that they weren't paying the artist a whole lot. That was the problem. They weren't paying the artist or the record label. They weren't paying them a whole lot. So of course, you know. That's why artists started pulling their stuff off of there. It's like, you're not going to pimp me. That's because that's basically what Spotify was doing, pimping. We're gonna get all the bread, and we're going to leave you some crumbs.
Well, there you go. I mean, like I said, that'll be a story to keep an eye on going forward. With Spotify and its class action suit, but I think it's time now we move forward and we talk about the Grammys, which took place this past Monday out there in California. And we want to talk about some of the winners and some of the things that made the news there and everything like that. Queen Poison, you want to let us know, tell the people about the Grammys?
Okay, so I came in on the Grammys a little late because I had to work that night. But I did happen to catch some of the performances. I felt so bad for Adele. Like, Adele's performance had all the capability of being as great as it was. However, she had audio and technical issues, which I can't blame her for. That's completely on the Grammys because it went from her not being able to hear to her band not being able to hear to sound just going out completely. So I think that they should have definitely handled that as far as the staff, because what's the whole point of sound check and rehearsal if, you know, things like that are still going to happen after the fact. So, and she went online to go ahead and tweet that because she felt bad about the whole way the performance went, she was going to go to In-N-Out and go get a burger. And I said, she's a woman after my own heart. Like, she didn't just sell out her whole U.S. tour. Rihanna had to actually cancel her performance due to her being sick from bronchitis. Then there was also rumors for Lauryn Hill supposed to be performing when Lauryn Hill did show up to rehearsal, but she didn't confirm a performance. So Grammys kind of dropped the ball on that one. So this year wasn't that great as far as the Grammys. My favorite performances would have to be Kendrick Lamar's performance as well as Lady Gaga's performance, which was basically a dedication to David Bowie. Like, I think she did a wonderful job to crush, like, 9 songs within 6 minutes. that is completely commendable. And she gave me my whole life, down to the whole attire and her having red hair and doing the whole tribute to Ziggy Stardust. I thought that was awesome.
I will say, I did get a chance. I looked at a short clip of Kendrick's performance for the Grammys, and it sent a very powerful message. And the dude, you know, really has some, you know, has some nice rhymes, some nice lyrics to his performance and everything. One thing about Kendrick walked away with 4 Grammy awards on this past Monday. 4 Grammy awards. He walked away with Best Rap Album for To Pimp a Butterfly, Best Rap Song with All Right, which we're going to play when we go to break. All Right also got Best Rap Performance, and he was also given the award for Best Music Video with Taylor Swift for Bad Blood. So that man walked away with 4 Grammy awards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's impressive. That is very impressive for that young man. And I mean, I heard him when he was on Eminem's track. He was on Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP 2 album, and you know, he's a very talented young man, very image conscious, very conscious individual. And like I said, his performance was definitely a powerful performance that really sent a message. And it didn't create any controversy. That's the great thing about it. It didn't create controversy. It really, like, got people's attention.
Oh,
it
but
really
it did create controversy. It definitely did create controversy because it hit Twitter, and it not only did it hit Twitter, but all the tweets that I saw eventually hit Facebook, to where it was a controversy where it was a whole list of people basically saying that, well, Kendrick is racist, and how dare he perform in chains? That's going against basically supporting black supremacy. And I was like, okay. I said, his whole performance wasn't really racist. It's showing a reality that us as a culture happens to see. Now, granted, white people are not going to always get that. Now, black people are not going to always get that. That's understandable, but all the tweets that I saw was just completely over the top. They were like, his music is garbage, it's trash.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand this. I don't get it. Most of the tweets were saying they don't get the meaning of the performance, and they didn't get the message, and they didn't get the lyrics. And until you live that life that he's lived, or seen anything remotely close to it, or even experienced anything close to whatever he has in his lyrics, that's not going to make sense to you. That's like saying, oh, well, I grew up in a suburban neighborhood and good schools and good churches and everyone got along and I never been robbed. Well, of course you're not going to relate to somebody that's lived near gangs and lived in bad neighborhoods and had a sucky-ass school system. You're not going to get that. You're not going to understand it. That's something that's out of your comfort zone. But the fact that you wouldn't even attempt to begin to try to understand it, that's what makes the difference. And it's kind of like, okay, well, you're already stuck in your bubble, and you're not going to attempt to learn from this. So anything you say from here on front, it's not going to make sense. But it was definitely a big controversy. It was almost as bad as Beyonce with the whole homage to the Black Panthers during the Super Bowl. It was like that level of bad.
I think the bottom line is that you just can't please everybody. You can't
please
everybody. You're not going to please everybody. It just is what it is. I had no problem with the performance. Even though I only watched a little small portion of it, I had no problem with the performance.
I loved the whole thing. I was there for it in its entirety. But, I mean, aside from me just being a Kendrick Lamar fan from the very beginning, like, because I can see the deeper message into it, that's what made me love it. The fact that he wasn't afraid to show his true colors, that's what made me love it.
True that. True that. Taylor Swift.
There is no doubt. There is just no doubt. The simple fact, I think Kendrick Lamar has the most powerful performance of the night. Period. Plain and simple.
Absolutely.
And he did something that needed to be done. Said what needed to be said. Like, period. Plain and simple. And you could tell, there were a lot of people that stood up and were clapping. But you can also sit up there and see there were some people that were like, oh, my goodness, what just happened? Like, did he really, like, you know, because people are afraid to face the truth and the reality of a situation. The reality of the situation is this. We are now in an era, in an age, in a society where, you know what I'm saying, you got political injustice. Social injustice, and a number of things, and it's about time these artists started showing that they are consciously aware of what's happening and speak on it, just like artists did from back in the day.
Hey guys, I don't mean to interrupt, but I had to make a correction. Kendrick Lamar actually won 5 Grammys. He actually won a Grammy for Best Rap Song Collaboration for the song "These Walls," which had him, Thundercat, Bilal, and a few other artists. So Kendrick actually walked away with 5 Grammys. So continue, because I want to get to play his song and then get into our main topic of the evening.
Okay, I do actually have a list of some of the winnings from the Grammys. Best Alternative Music Album went to Alabama Shakes with their album Sound and Color, which is an awesome album. If you haven't heard it, please take time and just stop and listen to it. Like, that album will touch your soul. I'm not even playing games about it. Taylor Swift won Album of the Year with 1989, as well as Best Pop Vocal Album. Black Messiah actually won for Best R&B Album, which is by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. The Weeknd walked away with Best Urban Contemporary Album with Beauty Behind the Madness. You did mention The Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar was Best Rap Album. Uptown Funk actually won Record of the Year. Meghan Trainor won Best New Artist. And Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, won Song of the Year as well as Best Pop Solo Performance.
You know, like a very, you know, good, impressive group of people winning and everything like that. The Weeknd also not only won for, not only did The Weeknd win for the Best Urban Contemporary Album, but they also won an award for Best R&B Performance for their song Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey. So they walked away with a couple of those little statuettes as well. Alabama Shakes, you mentioned they won Best Rock Album, also won Best Rock Performance for their song "Don't Want to Fight."
I got a question.
Okay.
How are some of these artists winning in 2 different genres?
I don't know. Alabama Shakes. I don't understand it either. Alabama Shakes actually won 3 Grammys: one for Best Alternative Music Album for Sound and Color, Best Rock Performance for "Don't Want to Fight," and Best Rock Song that "Don't Want to Fight."
Hmm.
I don't even know.
I like to
know. I don't
even
know.
Judged. I need some.
That's a good,
question,
though. That's a good
question.
You know what? Hold up. I might have the answers. And don't nobody yell out, "You don't have the answers, champ," because I do. If you think about
how,
it.
Champ? How?
I'm going to get you poison. You better stop. Okay. But if you think about it, you think best rap song or best rock song is just a song, you know, how it plays on the radio. And then you think about performance, you look at the visuals from the video and everything like that. That would probably explain why they would be under that or anything like that. And then when you think about alternative and rock, they pretty much go hand in hand. So they're not necessarily different genres. They go hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? So
technically Alabama Shakes didn't really win in two different genres. They ran in the same genre. They're just under two different names.
Okay, so what is the difference between R&B and urban contemporary?
I think those go hand in hand as well.
Absolutely, positively nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I'm about to say they go hand in hand. You would know, Bishop. You the R&B expert around here.
Exactly. Nothing. There is no difference. That's some made up bull crap. It's like how they say country and then Western. What's the difference? Other than some fact, one is has a little bit slower tempo than the other.
I don't know. I feel confused because the fact that D'Angelo and the Vanguard won for Best R&B Album, and then you have Best R&B Song by somebody won Best Urban Contemporary. Like, I got some answers to questions that I need answers to. I need some clarification. They need to go ahead and, like, clear this up for me because this makes no sense.
Well, maybe because, you know,
in this world.
I think like the difference between country and Western is country, they talking about being in a trailer park and sleeping with their sister, whereas Western, they talk about sleeping with the cousin. Okay, all right, we're going to go take a break now. Okay. I'm pretty sure I just offended a lot of country music fans out there with that. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. So, we're going to go ahead and take our little pause for class before we get into our main topic, which is, you know, building our own record label and everything like that. I'm sure we're going to have some very entertaining little top discussion about that. But before we do that, we're going to go ahead and play the song All Right from Kendrick Lamar, which won two Grammys this year, Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance. So this is a man who now can be called Grammy Award-winning artist, Kendrick Lamar, All Right, right here on Mic Check.
All's my life I had to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we alright, huh? We gon' be alright, nigga. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. Where pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right?
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright, huh? We gon' be alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? To a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on the Rico. Digging in my pocket, ain't a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day a sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be
nights and my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
And we are back here on TSOTS My Check, right here on the TSOTS channel and the TSOTS app. DC's People's Champ, Queen Poison, the Bishop Eddie K. We here for you. And we are getting ready to, you know, go ahead and talk about what would happen if this scenario were to happen. Now, this scenario, I literally, like, came up with this scenario, like, in my head, like, out of nowhere. And I said, you know what? We need to talk about this on a show and see what we come up with. So, here's a scenario. Like, you get funded a generous amount of capital to start your own record label. You get funded the capital, but the catch is you can only sign six artists. And of those six, at least two of those artists have to be from where you are currently living. So, basically, the questions to be answered are, one, what is the name of your record label? Two, who are the artists that you're signing? And three, why are you signing those six people? So, I'm going to go ahead and get a little soundtrack going here. And let's go ladies first. King Poison, hey, like, how you building your record label, baby girl?
The name of my label would be Artistry Records. And the artist that I would sign would include Jasmine Sullivan, Kramer, Sierra Sean, Raheem Devon, Ryan Leslie, Tash My Rap Name, and Marley in the Mix. And out of that group, the local artist would be Kramer, Tash My Rap Name, and Marley in the Mix, even though technically Raheem Devon is from here.
Right.
And I chose this list of artists because of their passion. They're basically into creating music for the simple sake of the love of music. Like, they're not doing it for fame. They're not doing it to get noticed. They're doing it because that's truly what they love to do. They feel like that's their life's work. Like, music is what they eat, sleep, breathe. That's all they do. That's just them. Like, whether they made money from it or not. I mean, granted, I don't believe Ryan Leslie is signed anymore. I believe he's independent as well as Raheem Devon. He's definitely independent. And the fact that Jasmine Sullivan has walked away from music because her heart wasn't in it at the time, she got herself together and came back to it. Not for fame, not for money, because she had fame and money right there. But she chose to walk away from it because her heart wasn't in it. And then she came back once. She found that love for music again. And that just shows to me that these artists all love music because it simply is an art, which is why I chose the name Artist.
Okay. All right. Artistry Records. Shoot, I'm sorry. I like to be down with Artistry Records. Shoot, that's a good name right there. Really good name. Some good artists, too.
Thank you.
I'm brilliant. I like that one. Bishop Eddie K. You missed our session last week on Top 5 MCs, but I want to know, what about your record label? What you bring to the table?
We'll be all right. We gonna be all right.
I gotta forgive me, I like that song.
I know, right? That's on his site, though.
The name of my record label would be Music for the Soul. Artist Anthony Hamilton, D'Angelo, Lauryn Hill, Music Soul Child. Who else? mint condition. Gotta have some mint condition. I'm gonna say Eminem. I'm tossing Eminem in there only because locally, because he would be the local artist. So toss Eminem in there.
All right, yeah, I like that.
And Royce da 5'9".
Okay, yeah, local Detroit cat.
Yeah, so he local. So he local. He local. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm an R&B cat, so I gotta have me some R&B in there. So you can't go wrong with Lauryn Hill, because Lauryn Hill is consciously aware of what's going on. She ain't afraid to speak on it. Love her voice. I love Lauryn Hill's voice, and I love her versatility. Because not only can she hit you with some vocal singing-wise, but she can give you some bars, too. She can hit you with them. So, you can't go wrong with Lauryn Hill. Music the Soul Child has hay. They consider the brother Neo Soul. Y'all know how I feel about that. Neo Soul was actually really R&B. You know what I'm saying? I love the brother Spirit. Love his song, writing capabilities. Love his voice. Anthony Hamilton. Soulful brother, which don't surprise me since he was D'Angelo's backup singer, or one of them. So it doesn't surprise me to, in fact, for him to have the type of soul that he had. D'Angelo, need I say more? He's D'Angelo. Can't go wrong with D'Angelo. Then Mint Condition. Come on now. We be talking about a group that has versatility and style just all itself. Even the album that they dropped, in 2014, was like hot. They didn't miss a beat. So, gotta add them classics. Eminem, because what can I say? Eminem is like deadly lyrically. He has really upped his ante. I don't like what he's been doing as of lately. So I would definitely tell him, like, listen, I'm going to need you to pull it back in. Pull it back in. But, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely proven himself to be one of the top MCs in the game right now. Literally. And Royce da 5'9", because he's just a classic, man. You know, he's done some stuff with Eminem, various other mainstream artists, and he's held his own. He's been independent, as well as he's held his own, in fact, with mainstream. So, hey, that's why I will pick him. Music for the Soul.
Music for the Soul, Artistry Records, man, y'all coming up some creative joints, man. I like this joint. All right, let's see.
Let me add a sidebar. See, when you came up with this, I was like, oh yeah. I already had the name because I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter. That's what I do. I want my own record. I want my own record label. That's what I'm going to have. I'm going to have my own record label. And Music for the Soul is just something that's just been with me from my teenage years. I've always said that's what I'm going to name my record label. So when you came up with this idea, I was like, oh, yes, let's get it. Yes, sir.
That's what's up. I like that. That's what's up. All right. My opinion now, I will say, first off, my record label will be called People's Music ENT, because, you know, I am a people's step. So, yeah, People's Music ENT. My artist, first, my local artist, I wouldn't even sign two local artists. I'm signing three. DC Don Juan, LX, Peace Fever. Okay? I'll tell you about them in just a second. The other three artists that I'm signing, Hobson, Snow the Product, and Jadakiss. Period. Boom. Those are my six right there. Now, I'm going to say to you,
live side of each one of them. I'm going to start with the local artist, DC Don Juan. This dude right here is one of the most versatile hip-hop artists in the game right now that very few people outside of maybe Denver, L.A., and the East Coast have heard of this kid. And pretty soon, more people are going to hear of this kid. He is extremely versatile. He was raised in New York, but he was born and still raised in New York, but he was mostly raised in Capitol Heights, Maryland. He can reach out to the ratchet crowd, the trap crowd. He can reach the party crowd. He can reach the lovers crowd. And he has bars. And he's a very recognizable name. I mean, he had to call himself DC Don Juan because of the fact that Don Juan was already trademarked. So that's why he calls himself DC Don Juan. But he's a very recognizable young man who will definitely bring something to this label. LX. LX, you know, personally, he's like a little brother to me. I will say that. He actually went to college with my younger brother at Boone State. That's why he is definitely a local artist. He was born in Germany. He's a son of an army vet. Raised in Southeast D.C., just like me. And he has one of the most unique styles in all of music. He has a combination of rock, rap, and I guess you could say house, techno, like an alternative style of music. And he fuses them together, and he can sing, and he can rap. And so he brings a different feel to the table, you know, where he can rap on one part of his album, and then he can be singing rock in the other part of his album, and just bring both of those into the fold, and it just, like, would be just the most amazing thing you ever hear. I'll let y'all listen to some of his tracks, you know, at a later date. But he would be another guy I would bring to the table. Keith Bieber is the third local artist. And in my opinion, she would be my first lady of, you know, say, of my label, even though there'd be a second woman, which would be Snow the Product. But she would be the first lady because this is probably one of the most lyrical femcees around. And if she were to get signed to a major label tomorrow and put out an album sometime this year, she putting chicks like Nicki Minaj and all the rest of the whack chicks to shame. And she is a local product, too. She used to live in Virginia. I think she's living in Maryland now. But her album, Stance of a Fallen, was an absolute amazing, amazing album. I enjoyed it from beginning to end. So I would definitely bring her on board. Now, Jada, I would bring him on because, I mean, it's Jada Kiss. Jada Kiss is like extreme. He's just a gutter, lyrical individual. He would bring that gutterness to it to like balance out what, you know, everybody else brings and say, but he would bring that gutterness out that was bringing the balance and everything like that. And I mean, he brought a lot of success to Rough Riders, you know, D Block. I'm pretty sure he would bring a lot of success to people's music, ENT. Thompson is not a product. Thompson is independent right now. You know, he got his own label, Funk Volume. So bringing him on would essentially bring in Funk Volume. And Thompson is one of the nastiest and most lyrical independent artists out there now. I mean, he kind of has an Eminem feel to him. But he is just so nasty with it. And the great thing about him is that he produces his own stuff. You know, he produces his own stuff. So at least that's one thing I know, that if I bring him in to record an album under my label, he will produce his own music and be able to work it out. And I wouldn't keep him on the shelf like Ruthless did. Okay. And again, he would bring it on Volume. which he has some very talented individuals with him on the phone volume. Excuse me. And then Know the Product will be another female MC that I will bring into the fold that has a very big versatility in terms of her rap style. She can rap about partying, she can rap about love, almost like a female version of DC Don Juan, except she's light skinned and extremely beautiful. But she would bring another bit of versatility to this whole thing. So definitely Soda Product would definitely be on there. So that's my record label. That's people's music ENC. House to Snow the Product, Jada Kiss, DC Don Juan, LS, and T Fever. And I'm telling you, they would really put that label on the map and would bring in a lot more artists who are up and coming and hungry into the fold and bring them into the music game and really change the music game, especially the hip hop game, from what it is now to what it should be. That's my label. I can't lie. I would love to do that, though, to be honest with you. I would love, 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 love to do that.
That's a dope production, though.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here thinking I'm the only one that knows about Snow the Product, and the fact that you know about Snow the Product just makes you that much more awesome.
Dude, I love Snow the Product. Snow the Product. Actually, recently, it's been a minute. But I actually got Good Nights and Bad Mornings, I think it was Volume 2. And I need to go back on Dap Tiff and see if I can find some more of her mixtapes, though. Because she's dope. She's dope. Hobson's dope. Everybody that I picked are just so dope and everything like that. And it would be just great to have them in the fold and, you know, things like that. I would enjoy them. I would enjoy having them on there, and they would be bringing such prestige to my label. And like I said, if y'all want to learn about, you know, folks like DC Don Juan, LS, T Fever, you can just, you know, and I hate to use this term, but I mean, it's an accurate term, Google them, because their stuff is all over. Matter of fact, LX is on Spotify, he's on a couple of streaming music sites. He also has his own YouTube channel, and he has a bunch of albums out there, a couple albums out there, and, you know, you just take a listen to what he has to, you know, if you listen to his first album, Eternity the Rebirth, and to his most recent one, which came out a couple of years ago, you can hear, like, the evolution of this young kid. From, you know, this college kid who's, you know, rapping to, like, this young adult who has just evolved in music. And what makes him even a talented talent is the fact that he, just like Hobson, produces his own music and doesn't sample. And so that's one of the reasons why I would definitely have them two on, not only because they will produce their own music, but they can also produce music for the other artists on my label. You gotta be smart.
I think most of the artists that we named are definitely on SoundCloud. I chose Marley in the Mix because they are a band, so they can cover, you know, actual songs, and they also have their own albums full of their own songs that they just come up with on the spot. They've also opened for, I believe, it was Big Crit down at the Fillmore down here. So if you ask anybody, I believe they perform on Fridays at Indulge, if I'm not mistaken. So you can definitely find them.
Okay. Definitely going to check that out. And a lot of people probably don't know is, like, my boy LX actually opened for Bone Thugs and Harmony when Bone performed up in Bethesda at the Fillmore recently. He opened for them. So, he's actually, you know, doing some big things. It's like it's amazing and everything. So that was a good topic, y'all. That was a great topic, great discussion, great selections and everything like that. So we have about 5 minutes left in the show. What I wanted to do is I wanted to close out the show playing that Vanity 6 song, Nasty Girl, just, you know, in honor of Vanity, who passed away on Monday. But before we do that, anybody got any final thoughts before we do the rundown and then get up out of here?
No, no.
Queen Poison never has final thoughts. I don't know what's going on.
No, I actually was going to give a shout-out today.
Oh, wow.
I like to give. I know. I don't ever do it. I would like to give a shout-out to all our listeners. Make sure you hit us up on the TSOTS Presents Mic Check fan page on Facebook. For any questions or comments, you can tweet us individually on Twitter. We're going to give the Twitter handles in just a second. I'd like to give a shout-out to Homegirl Dynasty, as well as the rest of the Ignorant Philosophy family.
Ignorant Philosophy family, what up? How y'all doing out there? Thank, I hope if you're listening, thank you for listening and all that good stuff. Bishop, what you got to say, brother?
Hey, good to be back. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. And I enjoy working with two of the hardest working people that I know. So.
Oh, bless your heart, please.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah,
it's good
we
to
all
be
know
back.
You one of the hard, we all know you one of the hardest working cats around here, though. So. You are more so than
two.
Jamaican has jobs. Okay, all right. Okay.
Bruh, who you telling? Who you telling? But no, for real, I'm grateful to be a part of each show. I'm especially this one, man, because you know I love music. You know I love doing this show with two people that love music just as much as I do, and just as knowledgeable about music as God has blessed me to learn and still learn. So shout out to all of our fans, man. Those of us that follow on those that follow us on Twitter. Those that are part of the TSOTS family, we appreciate y'all listening. We appreciate, you know, y'all support. It means a lot to us. Don't think we take it for granted. We really don't. We appreciate it. Keep supporting us. The show is only going to get better. It's only going to get better. Don't be afraid to give us your feedback. We look for it. We appreciate it. It's welcomed. But the show is only going to get better from here. We only going to go up from here.
Amen. 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 And my final thoughts are, like they've said, we're a very interactive show. Don't be afraid to interact with us. You know, give feedback, whether it's positive or negative. You know, if you think we suck, you know, tell us we suck. Don't be surprised if I come back on you, but I'm just saying, if we suck, you know, tell us in the most constructive way possible that we suck. If you think we're awesome, tell us we're awesome. But, you know, feel free to interact with us. We're, you know, we got our own forum, TSOTS Presents Mic Check. We're on Instagram.com/TSOTS Productions. We're on Twitter at TSOTS Productions. We have our website, twosidesofthestory.com. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/TSOTS Productions. You can tweet us. At DC's People's Champ, at Queen_Poison, which is with two I's and zeros instead of O's, and at Born_A_Champion2. You know, you can hit us up on there and all that good stuff. So we're going to get out of here. And before we get out of here, we're going to play Nasty Girl, which is by Vanity 6, in honor of the late Denise Matthews, who was formerly known as the lead singer, Vanity. And we will say we'll see you next week for another edition of Mic Check. And make sure you tune in, his and hers, tomorrow night at this very same time on this very same channel, right here on TSOTS and on the TSOTS app. Okay? So for Queen Poison and the Bishop, I'm DC People Champ. See y'all next week.
Hey.
Wake me when you're done. I guess you'll be the only one having fun.